You're listening to Vatican Radio. In the face of widespread global conflicts, Pope Francis's visit to the Swedish cities of Lund and Malmö for a joint commemoration of the Reformation will be a sign of hope to a wounded and suffering world. On October 31st, the Pope and leaders of the World Lutheran Federation will preside together at a prayer service in Lund Cathedral, asking forgiveness for past conflicts and giving thanks for the last 50 years of ecumenical dialogue. They will then lead a celebration with young people in Malmö Arena, focusing on a commitment to common witness and highlighting cooperation on justice, peace and environmental protection between Caritas Internationalis and the World Service Network of the Lutheran World Federation. As General Secretary of the LWF, Reverend Martin Junger believes these events offer Catholics and Lutherans a unique opportunity to show that dialogue does produce concrete results and can offer a powerful message of unity and service to those most in need.
Well, the preparations are proceeding well. We are working closely together, the LWF and the Vatican, also at a local level. The details for the liturgy and for the public event have been worked out, and we are still working on several aspects that need to be sorted out. But altogether, preparations are well underway, and we are looking forward to joyfully come together on October 31 in the cities of Lund and Malmö.
What sort of obstacles have you had to overcome in bringing together, if you like, the global vision of the Lutheran World Federation and the local concerns of Catholics and Lutherans in Sweden?
I think what I have observed, first of all, in the context of the LWF and its member churches, is that there is a great affirmation and a sense of affirmation for what is being done, and particularly because the joint commemoration doesn't come out of the blue. It is a result of long-standing, deep theological dialogues and an understanding which we have reached and which is documented in very important milestones of the ecumenical process which we have had with the Catholic Church. For instance, the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification in the year 1999 is such a milestone, which is a theological pillar of the whole joint commemoration which we are preparing. In addition, in the year 2013, we received a joint report of the Commission on Unity, Catholic and Lutheran Commission on Unity, of the history of the Reformation from conflict to communion, where the history was told jointly, and we were also able to identify those theological issues, how they have evolved, some of those differences, how they have been overcome, but then also some of the tasks which are ahead of us in view of theological discussions that we still need to have, particularly on the questions of ministry, the Church, and the Eucharist. Now, having said that, it is also clear that our member churches, and I guess this is also the same for the Catholic Church, they carry different memories and they carry also different experiences within which they receive the news about this joint commemoration. Some of these experiences and some of these memories are painful and difficult ones. Therefore, the whole quest or the whole task of healing of memories is a task which is ahead of us. We observe particularly the fact that there is a clear pattern when it comes to whether you are a minority or whether you are a majority church in a given context and how you relate to others. That makes a huge difference. Now, this, I think, is the great opportunity of the joint commemoration, where we will take up that history. We are not neglecting it. We are not pushing it aside. We are acknowledging that history. But at the same time, we are saying we don't want to get stuck in history. But as we deal with our history and as we relate to our history, we want to become and remain open to the common future that God invites us to go, which is a future of unity, because we pray for it, we work for it, and because of our baptism, which we share all together. So this, I believe, is the big opportunity. This is the joy and the beauty of the joint commemoration in Lund and Malmö on October 31, that we will together say we want to turn away from conflict. We want to turn away from the issues that divide us and emphasize on the future that God holds prepared. And we want to emphasize on what already unites us and work on what we still need to do in order to be united fully.
Beyond the question of celebrating these 50 years of dialogue, the event is also very much about urging all Christians, not just Lutherans and Catholics, but all Christians to be signs of reconciliation for the world today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very much so that I believe that this joint commemoration becomes additionally important in view of what seems to be the general mood in which we are living. I don't know if you share that impression and that assessment, but I sense that we live in a time of a lot of conflict. We live in a time of people easily resorting to violence. We live in a time where communication breakdowns are happening all the time. Communities that knew how to live together for decades, if not centuries, all of a sudden they are not managing. Political constructions like the European Union, which worked smoothly and well, seems to be in a critical moment because of challenges of finances, challenges of refugees, and so on and so forth. I am looking forward that in that joint commemoration we can convey a very powerful message in which we would be saying that, A, to remain in dialogue is worth, that dialogue and to sustain dialogue even through decades is something which eventually brings fruits. I believe this is a strong, powerful message which Catholics and Lutherans can give together in a world struggling with communication breakdowns. The message of being able, because of our common roots in Christ, of being able to say we will leave the conflict behind us because we believe there is a future there which God holds prepared for us. I believe this is also a powerful message to convey. The message of Catholics and Lutherans as they transition into this new stage of their relationships, not being busy with themselves only, but also being very open and attentive, that their togetherness also becomes a fruit and a resource for people suffering in this world, refugees, poor people, marginalized people. I think this also carries a strong promise. So I believe in Lund and in Malmö, we will be doing something in view of our common history as Lutherans and Catholics. But while doing so, I dare to hope and to think that we will be offering also a sign of hope, a witness of hope, to a struggling world, a wounded world, a world that is bleeding out in conflict.
My thanks to Reverend Martin Junger, General Secretary of the Lutheran World Federation.